You're listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks, your source for centered and focused play therapy coaching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brenna Hicks, the kid counselor. This is the Play Therapy Podcast, where you get a masterclass in child-centered play therapy and practical support and application for your work with children and their families. In today's episode, I want to dive into the use of I wonder statements and whisper technique. And the reason why I'm diving into this, I know I've covered it before, but in the video session reviews that I'm doing and in the collective and in the coaching programs, even a little bit at my center with my own staff, I'm noticing that we are misusing or overusing I wonder statements. And then I want to provide a little bit of clarification on the use of the whisper technique because they kind of go together. So I figure I'll just give you a twofer. So I want to make this really clear how we use this, why we use this, when it's appropriate to use it, because I've noticed that we're not necessarily implementing this skill in the playroom in the original intended way. So before I dive in though, a couple of updates. Next week is the 1st of June. And so I'm going to start a summer series. I sent out an email newsletter blast to all of my subscribers. I consider you all my most invested listeners, my most engaged listeners. So I sent out an email with a little, please reply with your feedback question. And I posed the idea of going through some seminal works in child-centered play therapy, specifically The Art of the Relationship and some other foundational texts, and reading sections of them that are not well known, not well discussed, not well talked about, and or things that I think are really important for us to spend some time on, and then giving a little bit of commentary. And oh my word, y'all, the response was overwhelming. I did not have one person that said they didn't think that was something that they would want. And I got so many responses. Oh my gosh, I lost count. So, summer series is going to be covering Art of the Relationship, sections of the book, and just deep discussion, dialogue, commentary about some of the foundational principles and some of the things that aren't necessarily taught in courses and in CEUs and in trainings and things like that. So that will start in June, but this is our last regular curriculum. So that was update number one. Update number two is that if you have been considering maybe doing the Play Therapy Professional Program, you only have a couple weeks left and I only have a couple spots left. So if you are interested, please go to playtherapypro.com and you can schedule a discovery call with me. All right, so let's talk through I wonder statement. All right, my disclaimer, because we just watched a video in the collective last week of me working with an older child, very conversational, very verbal, preteen girl. I've been seeing her for years, literally seven, off and on. And she is extremely emotionally mature. She's extremely discussion oriented in the playroom. And we talked about after watching that video that I used I wonder statements far more often than I do with younger kids. And some of the people on the call noticed that. So I want to make it very clear. If you have older kids that are engaging in conversation with you, so the predominant back and forth in the session is verbal, not playful. You can use I wonder statements more frequently and you can use them for information gathering. So in this case, this girl was telling me a story about what happened over the weekend with her mom. But the way that kids process things, because they are emotional and because they're not necessarily wired to be verbal, even though she's capable of it, she was kind of all over the place. So she was saying something and then hopping to a different point of the conversation and then hopping to a different point of the conversation. And it was really hard for me to figure out exactly what happened in the discussion. So as I was responding with the reflective responses and as I was adhering to the four pillars and things like that, I would say, so I wonder when you reached out to her, if that was in person or if it was not in person, because I was trying to figure out exactly what was going on and why she needed to tell me all of these things. And with a conversation that warrants those types of I wonder statements. All right, so that's the disclaimer. Now, with kids under 12, most of us are using this way too much and misusing it. So here's what I'm noticing. A lot of child-centered play therapists will use I wonder statements to have a child talk about their feelings. So I wonder how that made you feel. I wonder what you feel about that. I wonder what you think. I wonder what emotion is coming up right now. That is not an effective use of an I wonder statement. Many will say, I wonder what you're going to do. I wonder what you have in mind. I wonder what your plan is. I wonder how you're going to play today. Not the way that that's intended to be used. I wonder why anything. So if we are wondering the why behind anything, I wonder why you stacked that up. I wonder why you're hiding in the corner. I wonder why your back is to me. I wonder why you're not talking. If why is involved, also not helpful with an I wonder statement. Because what that does is it becomes information seeking. And the problem is it becomes directive. Because you are forcing a child to go in a direction that you are leading. So I want you to talk about your feelings. I want you to tell me what's going on. I want you to tell me the why behind your behavior. Well, number one, kids aren't verbal. Number two, that is directive, not non-directive. It's not adherent to CCPT at all. And often what I'm seeing is that I wonder statements are being used to fill silence. So when a child's not saying anything or not necessarily doing anything that we can really identify easily what we should be responding. So we're not sure if we should track behavior. We're not sure if we should reflect content. We're not sure if we should reflect a feeling, and or none of those really seem appropriate because the child is just standing in the middle of the room staring. Oh, I wonder what you're going to do today. We use that to fill silence. And that is not why the I wonder statement exists. The I wonder statement exists only for clinically necessary information. Let me say that again. I wonder statements exist only for clinically necessary information. So let's say a child says, I'm going to be the cop and you're going to be the robber. And you reflect that content. Okay. You might even esteem build there. You have a plan. You're the cop. I'm the robber. And then they go, yeah, go. Well, now you've been given a directive, but it's an incomplete directive because you have absolutely no way to know what, quote, being, I don't remember if I said I was the cop or the child was the cop. So I'm just going to go with I'm the cop. Sorry if I reversed those. But, you know, if the kid says, I think I said I'm going to be the cop and you're going to be the robber. Okay, so I'm going to be the robber. So I have no way to know what I'm supposed to do as the robber, according to the child. Now, I know what I might do as the robber. I would probably steal something. I would probably run. I would probably try to avoid getting caught. I would probably do all kinds of things. But that is not child-centered, and we've not been given any other cues other than go. So now I wonder statements are relevant because we need a directive cue that is clinically necessary. I can't remain child-centered. I can't play the role that you're asking me to. I can't follow your line of play without saying, I wonder what the robber does first. Right? Because if I've been told to be a robber, but I'm not really sure what the child has in mind for that role, I use I wonder to gather information. So then when the kid says, go steal the money. Oh, the robber steals the money. Got it. And then I have a cue. So anytime we are put in a role, so you're going to be the robber, you're going to be the mom, you're going to be a student in school, you're going to be the shopper at the grocery store, you're ordering food from a restaurant, whatever the scenario is where you are playing a part in the child's story. So essentially in that scenario, you are going to have to be saying things, doing things, sounding like something, acting like something. That's when you use I wonder statements. So, okay, restaurant is open. You can place your order now. All right, you want me to order food. And then if they don't give you a prompt, because that was a reflection of content with a pause. So sometimes kids will know I'm supposed to cue things, right? So then they'll go, yeah, you should order the grilled cheese and tomato soup. Okay, fine. So, oh my gosh, that just made me think of the franchise Tom and Chi, and now I really want that. Anyway, sorry, I'm really hungry. So in that scenario, then you were given the cue. But if they go, okay, restaurant is open, place your order. And you go, you want me to order food? And then they just look at you and like nod their head like, so why aren't you ordering food? I wonder statement is necessary. So I wonder what I'm going to order. Or I wonder what I should choose. Or I wonder what's on the menu. Okay, now notice that I'm whispering that, which kind of brings me to the whisper technique, which I'm going to segue to in just a second. You don't have to. You can just wonder in a normal voice, I wonder what I order. But I find that kids tend to respond more playfully to a whisper wonder, but you can do them independently. So I just wanted to make sure that was clear too. But here's why we have to be careful with using I wonder statements out of context. Because if it's clinically necessary, there's an impact there. And that means we don't use it very often. If we use I wonder statements all the time for everything, not only does it lose its impact, but it becomes directive. An I wonder statement for clinically necessary information is fully honoring the child's play. I don't want to do something that you don't have in mind for me. That is fully non-directive. But if it's, I wonder why you're cooking me food. I wonder why you're stacking blocks. I wonder what you're going to do. That is directive because you're guiding the answers, because you're asking questions, and then all of a sudden it's your agenda. So I hope that you find that helpful. Now, let me segue into the whisper technique. You use whisper technique to mask questions, not ask, mask with an M. So when we are in a role in play, to make it almost conspiratorial or to make it playful, we can whisper to mask the question. So let me give you some examples because I think that will better illustrate than just talking about it. Are you going to school today? Now, let me digress for a moment, related aside. That's a very loaded question and it's extremely relevant to what's going on with the child. But I'll go back to the whisper technique now. So are you going to school today? That would be when you whisper, do I say yes? Or am I going to school? Notice that I'm conspiratorially checking in with the child. Hey, we're in this together. I'm just following your lead. I don't want to say something that doesn't align with what you have in mind. And I'm not really sure. So let me just whisper. Notice that that wasn't an I wonder. That was, do I say yes? Okay. So that's how we would use whisper. Another example. The baby has to go with the babysitter now. Oh, okay. The baby's going to go. Yep. And then they kind of give you like a face and shake their head. So then you're like, oh, okay. So it seems like the baby doesn't want to go with the babysitter, but they haven't come out and said that. So then you could either enlarge that a little bit. Oh, maybe she doesn't want to go. But if you were going to ask the question, does she want to go with the babysitter? Because if you're supposed to be playing the role of the kid and all of a sudden you have to go with the babysitter, you need to know how to respond. Are you supposed to be happily going with the babysitter? Are you supposed to be scared of going with the babysitter? Are you supposed to be wailing and crying because you hate the idea of going with the babysitter? So does she want to go? And then if they say no, then you go, oh, I don't want to go. Because now you've been given a cue, right? Similarly, okay, now you ate all your dinner, so you get dessert. So now you get to pick what you want for dessert. What does she like for dessert? Right? Because you can't say, oh, I want ice cream, if what the child really wants you to say is, I want triple chocolate thunder or whatever. I don't know. I'm an Outback, former Outback girl. I worked there forever, so that just came to my head. All right. And then, you know, any other scenario where you are basically trying to comply with the dialogue and storyline that the child is creating, you will use those whispers to mask the question, Because remember, questions put kids in their hearts, but they live in their, I'll reverse. Questions put kids in their heads, but they live in their hearts. So therefore, if we just say, does she want to go? That is a cognitive question. But do you feel the difference when you say, does she want to go? Because now the child can remain in their emotion because it's still part of the play. It's not yanking them up out of their heart. It's actually letting them stay there. And that's the goal of the whisper technique. So I hope that seeing how those two kind of, first of all, work together, but also how they serve different functions, I hope that that's helpful for you. And I hope that if you are misusing or overusing I wonder statements, or if you're not really that sure of when you would whisper, I'm hopeful that that will kind of give you some guidelines to inform your practice a little bit. So, all right, y'all, today is Memorial Day. So if you are in the States, I hope you had a lovely day. And I did Murph this morning, which is the Memorial Day annual CrossFit workout. And boy, was it hot. It was like 90 something degrees at 8 a.m. Oh my gosh. Anyway, but hope you had a good day. Hope you were able to relax and do something fun with your family or your friends or whatever fills you up. You all fill me up each week. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. Love y'all. Talk again soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks. For more episodes and resources, please go to www.playtherapypodcast.com.